Good morning. Once again, you're welcome along to Northwest Today. Club. Strong support, believe it or not, for the woman who joined us on the show last Friday, condemning the availability of school trips to Greyhound Stadia around the country. A well-known priest warns the
More music variety and good conversation. Niall Delaney. Ocean.
0818 365 500 our number if you want to call us. You can text 0833 500 530, email us to comments@oceanfm.ie, or follow us on Twitter, OceanNWT. Now, first this morning, last Friday on the show, we heard from Bernie Wright, and Bernie was highly critical of a new initiative drawn up by the Irish Greyhound Board, whereby they're offering school trips to students to visit Greyhound Stadia around the country. Now, Bernie found this objectionable on two fronts: one, that encouraged gambling in young people, and two, the greyhound racing, she insists, is a form of animal cruelty. But not so, said Elizabeth Igo of the Irish Greyhound Board. And there was a lot of reaction to this, a lot of reaction to what Bernie and to what Elizabeth had to say. Here's what Elizabeth had to say.
We're not attracting children here because we want them to bet on the tote. That's not going to, you know, we want them to get involved in this industry. We want them to learn about the greyhound. We want them to, you know, future breeders, trainers, owners of the future. We're not going out there saying, let's bring in the kids and rob their communion money. I mean, we're just showing them, like, this is a facility we have. We want them to get involved in it, have an interest in it. It's an indigenous industry in this country. It's been around for a long time.
Okay, we had a lot of reaction, as I say, to that, and a lot of people supporting Bernie Wright's point of view, including our next guest, who's Dr. Roger Yates. And Roger, you're a lecturer in UCD, isn't that correct?
Yes, that's right. Good morning, how are you?
You agree with Bernie Wright? You don't feel this is an appropriate form of school tour, school trip at all?
Well, the reason I rang, actually, was the fact that being a sociologist, we tend to kind of contextualise an issue into a wider context. And so I thought that both of the speakers, Bernie Wright and also Elizabeth Igo, were really talking about the generational transmission of speciesism, which is an ideology about the way that we interact with other animals. And so that was really my kind of reaction to what was going on, in the sense that, you know, Ireland is a very speciesist society. We use animals for all kinds of reasons. We eat them, we wear them, we experiment on them. So in a sense, naturally enough, we would use them for forms of entertainment. You know, that's a kind of natural outgrowth of this, you know, view that we have. And I suppose the latest and now controversial example would be the Grand National. There's a lot of Irish interest in that.
Right, and I'll come back to that in a moment, because there's a lot of people commenting on that already this morning. But your objection, you say you agree with Bernie, is it on those grounds? It's not so much the gambling aspect of this, or the alleged gambling aspect. It's the cruelty, what you see as cruelty to animals involved in greyhound racing.
Well, we need to speak about that in a sense. No, it's not the gambling thing, but also we need to make a distinction between animal welfare and animal rights. Now, the main distinction, the simple distinction, if you like, is the fact that welfare is about the treatment of other animals, whereas rights is about the use of other animals. And the animal rights position, the philosophical animal rights position, is critical of the actual use of non-humans at all. And so consequently, from an animal rights point of view, it would be critical of use regardless of treatment. What the welfare position is talking about, you know, using them in a non-cruel way. So it wouldn't be actually cruelty that would be my position. It would be a questioning of the actual idea of using other animals for our purposes in the first place.
Mm. And that's the objection you have. You don't feel that greyhound racing is acceptable in this day and age.
No, I mean, I know this. You know, the animal rights view is pretty new, and it's certainly new in Ireland. But really, the position is, and it's really based on some principles of human rights philosophy. So the view is that other animals are rights bearers, they're rights holders, and that what we do to them, by and large, are rights violations. Now, you know, I'm aware that, you know, from a societal reaction to that, that's an unusual position, but that is the animal rights position. That's what the philosophy of animal rights says.
Okay, well, that leads me on to what you said in relation to the Grand National. Two horses had to be put down, and indeed a third, I was reading last night, died of a heart attack following the race. And there's been a lot of calls for the race to be modified next year or even to be scrapped completely. What are your feelings on that?
Well, obviously it would be a scrapping for me in the sense that I would be opposed to the horses being used in that way. The modification idea would be a welfare view. Again, you know, from an animal rights point of view, at least from my kind of point of view, I wouldn't really particularly be in favour of banning the Grand National. I would be more in favour of bringing about a situation where no one would want to support such a thing. And I know that's kind of contentious within a social movement context because, you know, it talks about human nature, essentially. And people say, well, you know, if people get profit from things or enjoyment from things, then they're going to do it. So you need to actually bring in legislation. The ideal situation from a social movement point of view would be through education to convince people that non-humans are indeed rights holders and that by using them we are violating their rights. And so therefore we wouldn't do that in the same way as, you know, theoretically humans are seen that way. And so theoretically we don't use them, although of course there are still modern forms of slavery.
Okay, well, there are a huge amount of people who breed and race greyhounds in this particular area of the country. It's a very, very popular sport, and their argument always will be that the animals are very, very well looked after, very well cared for.
Yeah, again, that would be a welfare view. You know, and so, again, you know, we wouldn't tend to respond favourably to that kind of argument in a human context. So if you were to say, well, you know, you're interviewing someone who traffics women into a sex slave in Ireland, and they would say, well, look at the conditions in the rooms and look at this and look at that, you would probably react very negatively to that. And so my response would be similar.
Okay, and in relation to the existence of, well, the circuses, no doubt you have strong views on that, but what about zoos? Is that an animal welfare issue as well, as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, well, the zoo thing is a little bit more complex in the sense that obviously they would claim to have a conservation angle to that. Which is a controversial claim in the sense that they would often really end up being kind of, you know, genetic kind of warehouses in that sense. And so the idea of repatriating the other animals back to the wild becomes contentious in that respect. But yes, it would ultimately still be seen as a form of animal use. The again, a very controversial aspect of animal rights is that it would even rule out you know, the pet ownership. Again, it's not a question of
that's the point that was coming. Where do you draw the line in all this?
You draw the line at animal use, and so the idea is that you know, you see other animals as beings in their own right, with rights, with basic rights. I mean, actual animal rights philosophy is a very modest, basic idea.
All right, but what's the difference? What's the difference, Roger, between greyhound racing and horse racing and entering your pet pooch in a dog show? What's the difference? Is there a welfare issue there as well and a rights issue?
From my point of view now, that's a very good question, because it's all forms of animal use to me. And so consequently, you would ask that question very critically. Now, you know, obviously, in terms of animal advocacy, in terms of the social movement, there are certain things that will kind of ring the social movement bell rather more loudly than other things. And, you know, pet ownership is not at the top of the kind of agenda, if you like. Although, of course, people would say, well, you know, well, what about the puppy farms and what about the breeding aspect of it and what about pet shops? Yeah, so, but, you know, and so consequently, there would be almost like a hierarchy of concern, and it would probably be things like forms of farming that would be of an interest to the social movement. Animal experimentation, vivisection would be the fur. There's a campaign at the moment in Ireland to ban the fur farms. So there would be this kind of, you know, sliding scale, if you like. But ultimately, from a rights point of view, the logic of the philosophy is that we would stop using other animals for our purposes.
Dr. Roger Yates, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. Indeed, we've a number of callers on the phone already in relation to the Grand National. A lot of people very upset as to what happened, but it's not a unique and I'm not defending it, but it's not the first year by any means that a horse has lost his life as a result of racing in the Grand National. This person says children were watching the Grand National on Saturday, and when they heard about horses being put down, they were very upset. Another caller says that after Saturday's Grand National, what happened, they'll never bet on that race or any race ever again. Now, we're asked by the Gardaí this morning to announce...